This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. You know, people, I can only take so much. I could only take so much. You know, I know you think that I'm tough and I make jokes and, you know, so I don't care. But no, I can be hurt. I can. I am still human. I'm still very mushy and squishy on the inside, like one of those, you know, See's candy chocolates that people think are going to be all rock solid with chocolate, and then you take a bite and it's got some cheap filling in there that you really don't want to eat. I'm not bagging on See's. See's is okay. Or what, Russell Stover's, but, you know, come on, give me a full piece of chocolate, not some of this crap on the inside. But anyway, I am like that. I look like I have a nice, crisp, chocolatey, yummy, outer, tasty, you know, border wall, and then on the inside, I'm just mushy. And, you know, that's not cool. Okay, so what am I ticked off about? Well, a few things, okay? Number one, okay, you guys were totally throwing shade on my Super Bowl picks. Okay, I know how to pick, right, you know, who's going to win. I'm not saying I was pro-Patriots over Rams or whatever, but if I tell you that white uniforms signify a win over a blue or yellow uniform, believe me, I'm not stupid, people, okay? All right? I spent hours calculating who would win the Super Bowl for you guys. I tried to dissect through the injury report, which didn't really have anything in there, which is why I had to go to the colors of the uniforms. But, I mean, I put years and years and years of scientific training and medical training into these football picks for you guys. And what happens? You laugh at me. And, you know, that really hurts. Okay, now, I get the Super Bowl was kind of boring. It's probably one of the most boring Super Bowls. I mean, what, it was like 3-3 all the way into the fourth quarter. I was so mad. I had some prop bets on field goal kicked in the first quarter and the first score by the Patriots. If Gronkowski, not Gronkowski, Gronkowski, they sound the same, made that field kick, I would have like won on two prop bets. But instead I won on, you know, Patriots winning first, or scoring first, Patriots scoring last, Patriots winning, although I did put an old bet a long time ago that somebody from the NFC would win the Super Bowl because I thought it was going to be the Saints. Who knew Saints would get a bad call? But anyway, I put a lot of time and effort into it. I get it was a crappy Super Bowl, but don't be hating on me. Now, but this is what really got me mad. Yesterday was supposed to be the super big holiday for women's physicians, and I didn't get one note of, yay, Dr. Dahlia, happy Women's Physician Day. Now, you're probably right. I really don't give a damn about days like that, okay? You know, I care about my birthday, and I care about Super Bowl. That's pretty much about it. And, yeah, Christmas and Hanukkah, I like those too. Can't stand Valentine's Day. You never have to wish me happy Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day is one of the stupidest holidays out there. And I'm married. It's a waste, and we'll talk about that soon. But National Women's Physicians Day, you know, that's like a day now. Where I don't understand why we don't celebrate male physicians. Because, I mean, I had some real good male doctors. I think they deserve a pat on the back, too. But there's National Women's Physicians Day. And maybe it's because a lot of you guys don't really look at me as a woman. Is it that now we're just really, really blind to gender? You know, I mean, I have ovaries. I have a uterus. I have a vagina. I should have gotten at least a Facebook wave, right, on National Women's Physicians Day. So I guess it marks the birthday of Dr. Elizabeth Blackwell, who was the first woman to receive a medical degree in the United States back in 1849. Imagine back in 1849, everybody pooped on themselves probably because there was a woman in medical school. I would have loved it. I would have been, if I was back in the 1800s, I so would have been one of the first women doctors because I would have loved to be in a classroom full of men. I mean, can you imagine the ratio? See, that's kind of always been my thing. The reason why I got married isn't because I'm hot, right? And, you know, I can cook and I'm sweet and I have a great demeanor. No, it's because there was a ratio issue in the 90s. And, you know, there were more guys than girls and my husband didn't know what to do. And, you know, I came walking down the street and he's like, all right, no, that's fine. That's the olden days that you can walk down the street. So anyway, women in medicine have grown. 35% of physicians are women now. A study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine last year revealed that women doctors earn an average 8% less than their male counterparts. Now, I'm still a little confused about that because, again, when insurance pays you, they don't know if you're male or female. Insurance pays you, you know, based on your code. What I'm wondering is if these are people that, you know, get hired and they ask for a salary that's lower than what a man asks, and so then they get paid the lower salary. But that is ridiculous that we have any discrepancy between any gender. But National Physician Women's Day is supposed to not be, I think, a political, you know, vehicle. I think it's supposed to be, which, and everything turns political, but I think it's supposed to be a day to recognize that we have made some huge progress and, you know, just to thank people. I love seeing these holidays where, like, you know, Mother's Day, you know, just kind of reminds you that you got to be nice to your mom. I think that's cool. Father's Day is a waste of time. We really need to appreciate our fathers much more. Usually with Father's Day, we make them clean out the backyard so we could have a barbecue for, you know, our fathers and in-laws to come over. And, you know, dads are like, this is how I'm spending my day off. So we really need to do Father's Day better. We'll talk about that next to Father's Day. But, you know, if you do have a female doctor or a male doctor or a nurse or a pharmacist or a dentist or an Uber driver or a Walmart cashier, thank them. Right? Say whether there's an appreciation day for you or not. Right? Thank you. It's kind of nice. It makes it touchy feely. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of lots to talk about. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on health and on healthcare. And on Facebook at DrDahlia.com. Okay, guys, fix your radios. All right, I'm looking at this big health study. Well, I know healthcare is still a mess. Healthcare is absolutely still a mess. But there's a new study right now carrying a very, very, I don't want to use the word scary. What's the word? Ominous. Ominous is a nice word. Ominous warning for millennials. And they say that millennials are at twice the risk of cancer than their parents and grandparents ever were. Now, this was a study in The Lancet. And it looks at a rise in risk for colon cancer, endometrial cancer, which is within the uterus, gallbladder cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer, multiple myeloma, bone marrow, which is bone marrow cancer. And even though older people can still get these cancers, they found a notable increase in those aged 25 to 34. And this is being reported by The Newser. They say the numbers suggest that millennials have roughly twice the risk of developing these cancers than baby boomers did at the same age. And unless things change over the long run, the numbers could reverse a decades-long decline in cancer mortality. We've been doing pretty damn good fighting cancer. And now all of a sudden we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. So what's the key? It's obesity. If millennials do not get a grip on the weight gain or the weight issues that they have, they're going to be at higher risk for this. Now, it's interesting because a lot of the millennials I know, they're in great shape. They're slim. They work out. They eat fairly healthy. I mean, I see, you know, a lot of vegans and vegetarians and pescatarians and flexitarians. And the millennials, I think, more than other generations, are very, very in tune to diet, like, you know, keto diets and intermittent fasting diets. And, you know, mind you, when I grew up, you know, in the 90s, I was a kid in the 80s, then I was, in school in the 90s, or my college and medical school. Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, in the 80s and stuff, we'd eat more grapefruit and would, you know, grab a Diet Coke instead of a regular Coke, which ended up not being the best thing for us, right? Because that, you know, could lead to obesity. And I remember working out every day. I mean, you know, we were all into fitness in the 80s and 90s as well. But, you know, these millennials, they really, really are dissecting these diets. You know, we would think of a fad, would do that, would go to our aerobics class, would be good. But I'm a little concerned about how these cancers are coming up in one of the most educated age groups. They say for the study, researchers looked at cancer diagnoses among people aged 25 to 84, and they looked at the time periods between 1995 and 2014. For almost all non-obesity-related cancers, like lung cancer, numbers were down for younger patients. But for cancers with a link to obesity, the numbers were still up. Now, researchers blame modern diets high in sugar for contributing to the problem. Life Science points to this stat as a way to keep things into perspective, saying that the rate of pancreatic cancer is about 2 cases per 100,000 people. For those aged 25 to 49, but 37 cases per 100,000 people for those age 50 to 84. So what they're saying is pancreatic cancer will still hit people when they're older. But the younger people today are going to be more at risk of getting these cancers when they are older. Now, is it just obesity? Many of you have reached out asking me about these Wi-Fis and cell phone radiation and routers. And, you know, I don't know much about the background radiation and if that, you know, is the cause of a lot of pancreatic cancer, endometrial cancer, etc. You know, we just don't know. You know, we do things every day and we hope and pray that it works and that it, you know, we do what we can. But I don't know. You know, and when you see some young people get some weird cancer out there, it kind of makes you nervous. So we want predictability. You know, the one thing I harp on is, okay, well, if you don't smoke, you know, there's a good chance you're not going to get lung cancer. Yes, there's people that get lung cancer who don't smoke. I had a relative die of lung cancer who didn't smoke a day in his life or was exposed to secondhand, neither. So it's rare, but for the most part, you know, you can minimize your risk. Not negate it, but minimize it. Same thing with skin cancer. If you could not worship the sun, you'll probably have a better chance of avoiding the melanoma, even though you can't get melanoma. Okay? You know, there are these, you know, still rare cases. Same thing with endometrial cancer. If you cut your weight, you know, you'll have less of a chance to get endometrial cancer. If you have babies, use birth control pills, you'll probably lower your risk of ovarian cancer. But I mean, I could just think of so many cases where people did what they were supposed, did, you know, I don't want to say they're supposed to use birth control, but, you know, they were supposed to be lower risk and stuff still happens. A cell decides to go rogue. And that's what we as the public want to know, what the hell is going on. And a lot of these people were slim. Some of these weird cancers that came out of the blue were people that were not obese. So your approach to cancer has to be, you know, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to avoid a lot of risk factors. I'm not going to overdrink alcohol. I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to exercise, keep my weight down. I'm going to get my screens. I'm going to be very diligent about looking at my skin to see if I have an abnormal mole, abnormal lump in the breast. I'll look at my stool when I poop in the morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at my poop, make sure there's no blood. I'm going to look at the toilet paper when I wipe my butt, make sure there's no blood on the... Yeah, you're supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be peeking. Supposed to peek. Make sure there's no blood. You know, if I bleed after sex or if I have abnormal periods, I'm going to get that checked out. So you need to get things looked at. You need to get things checked out. Now, just to review skin cancer, okay? Let's quickly go through our ABCDEs. Nah. You guys need a review, okay? If you have a mole, you need to do your ABCDEs and even throw in an F in there, okay? I love the F. So when you look at a mole, you want to look for the A, which stands for asymmetry. If you drew a line down that mole, is it equal on both sides? If it's not, you got to get it checked out. B is for border. If you look at the border of the mole, if it's nice and smooth and crisp and pretty, that's great. But if the border is fuzzy, that's not good. That could be a sign of cancer. C is for color. If the color is one uniform color like a freckle, might be okay. But if the color has a couple different types of colors to it, that could be a sign of melanoma. Got to get that checked out. Or another type of cancer. D is for diameter. If the skin lesion is greater than a centimeter or like a pencil eraser, that could be kind of concerning. You don't always have to wait for it to get that big, but if you have something that's kind of bigger than a pencil eraser, that's a problem. So we usually call it about a centimeter. That's D. And then E, is it either elevating, raising up on the skin, or is it evolving? Is it changing? See, you know how they use E? I mean, that probably could have been a C also. C for changing, but they're like, no, let's stick it to the E, otherwise people get confused. So is it evolving? And then F. F is it growing fast? If you're like, wow, that kind of changed pretty quickly here, that to me is a problem. So, or if you look at it and you go, oh, and you say something that begins with the word F, that's a sign that it could be cancer. So this is what we doctors use to make sure that you guys go and get yourself seen and get yourself evaluated. Now, the only mole that completely breaks all the rules are your seborrheic keratoses. We've talked about this on air a lot. Seborrheic keratoses are those big, placky, scaly, dark, funny-looking, you know, irregular moles that you get on your chest and back and certain areas. And they're usually benign. But, you know, because they look funny and they violate the ABCDEs and definitely the Fs, you end up, you know, freaking out about it. So that you got to go and, you know, get yourself checked out. So, you know, the moral to this is, you know, not to freak out. And millennials, millennials have some of the roughest, they have the roughest time, I think, you know, between the digital age and the cybersphere and the bullying and the, you know, lack of, you know, clear jobs and, you know, issues with healthcare. And, you know, crap infused in their food when they don't want it. So they have to go for the barley and the healthy stuff. But, you know, they really have it the most tough. They really do. So cut them some slack. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, all right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for checking in with me. Very good. Yes, thank you. Happy Women's Physician Day. It's a little too late, but thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's funny. There's this meme running around Facebook saying, the Rams won the popular vote. I guess people had thought that yesterday's Super Bowl was kind of limp. Right. Could have definitely used an infusion of Viagra. And they say the Super Bowl ratings hit a 10-year low. And, you know, football has definitely been going through a lot of changes, you know, medically and safety reasons. There's been a lot of changes. You know, we've been changing the sport, you know, faster than the broadcasters, you know, even know. I'm listening to Tony Romo, and I'm listening to, you know, a lot of the broadcasters. Doesn't matter what station they're on. And, you know, flag will be thrown. And you see them, you know, before it was like, okay, well, this happened, you know, it was holding, it was neutral zone infraction, whatever. And then they're like, oh, well, I guess you can't, you know, roughing the passer, that's kind of, you know, a very easy slam dunk. But there's these rules coming out, or these rules that were passed that even the broadcasters can't keep up. And so then they need somebody from New York to step in going, yeah, that's a rule. I mean, you know, people are looking it up as the game is going. And so on one end, we are making progress in terms of making the game a little safer, but we're still seeing people break arms and break legs and, you know, hurt their neck and blow discs and blow their ACL. And I mean, it's heartbreaking when you see these injuries. Well, as we make football, you know, more safe and, you know, a little bit, you know, softer, which it should be, we're going to see the ratings drop. Also, we're going to see the ratings drop if people's teams don't make it, you know, past the playoffs, like mine, the Cowboys. But I love football so much that I'm still going to watch. We're going to see football start to drop in its ratings as there's more and more politics infused in them. Now, I wasn't really following everything that was going on, but I guess there were a lot of people from the music industry trying to get people to boycott the Super Bowl because of the treatment of Colin Kaepernick. And everyone's like, why is Colin Kaepernick still in the news? Well, because he was the first one who kneeled, you know, with the, you know, Star Spangled Banner during the national anthem, and people think he's a hero, and so he has not been re-signed with the NFL, and so you have people in Hollywood trying to protest that. So Maroon 5 had gotten the gig of performing in the Super Bowl, as well as, you know, a bunch of other artists. And by the way, can I just say Gladys Knight sang the Star Spangled Banner exquisitely. I mean, oh my God. First of all, everybody I think performed really, really well, but you guys have to watch Gladys Knight's Star Spangled Banner. It was, her national anthem rendition was phenomenal. So, you know, people who got the gigs were like, look, you know, this is my country. It's an American sport. I'm doing it. And so, but, you know, what happened is immediately after, you saw the media outlets go after the Maroon 5, and, you know, the Super Bowl saying, oh, yeah, that was the lamest halftime show. And, you know, you just see the media just tear it apart. And so as politics starts to infuse into football, it's a problem. Now, mind you, the game did stink. It was 13-3, you know, in terms of, you know, hardly any scores throughout the game. So if people did shut it off, that's fine. But the thing that bothers me about any of these games, which, by the way, the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, somebody had asked, I think was the Dolphins versus the Redskins back in 1973. You know, I love Tom Brady. People are sick of him, but I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I guess he has now won 6 Super Bowl rings. And he's been to, what, 8 Super Bowls? 9 Super Bowls? That blows my mind. But the ads, this is what bothers me about, you know, Super Bowl and all that. The ads were 5 million plus per 30-second spot. So I tried to stay to watch some of them. And I mean, I had to get up to go to the bathroom, and I had to get up to get more chips, you know, for the dip, and, you know. But at 5 million more an ad, you would think they would be pretty good. And, you know, some of the famous Super Bowl ads was, remember Apple's 1984 ad? That was, you know, pretty classic. The little Volkswagen ad with the little boy dressed as Darth Vader, where the dad, you know, kept hitting the lights and allowing his son to think that he had Darth Vader powers. That was pretty cool. Well, so yesterday, some of the ads were kind of duds. The ad that I loved the most, my favorite ad was the football one, where you have, I mean, everybody there, every Terry Bradshaw, obviously Tom Brady was there, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, just, you know, the football commercial to me was the best. That was phenomenal. And it was apparently done by the NFL. The NFL made this ad probably to try to kind of boost their PR. Microsoft's We All Win was great because there was a gaming device that helped people with disabilities play more ease. And so that was a great ad. Expensify this, I guess. There's a way to show your expenses. I thought that was a cute commercial. I like the elevator one. The elevator ad is getting a lot of flack because there was a scene where you get off the elevator and each floor is supposed to be some sort of hell. You know, like your father talking to you about sex, I don't know, the in-laws over, or whatever, because these people had to go buy a car. And one was a vegan or vegetarian dinner. And the woman comes with a beet loaf, right, like meatloaf. Well, I guess that's now being ridiculed because, you know, the ad was making fun of vegans or vegetarians. Serena Williams, a commercial went well. Google's 100 billion words. The Amazon, not everything makes the cut, I thought was a very well done commercial. That had Harrison Ford and a bunch of other people where things had gone wrong, I guess, with Amazon, and they were making fun of themselves, right? Even though, you know, some of these wasn't true. And so I guess Harrison Ford's dog orders a bunch of dog food. And I thought that was pretty good. I think Amazon did well. Now, what were the worst Super Bowl ads? Well, there was this one ad that I couldn't watch. It was hard to watch. And it was Andy Warhol trying to get ketchup out of a bottle to eat a sandwich. And he complains and he looks very stressed. And you're watching that and it just was hard to watch. And I guess it was a Burger King ad saying, eat like Andy. I don't get that one. So that one is the worst. That was, you know, whatever. But there was that one that we talked about with that, you know, simulation, that ASM, that stimulatory sort of, you know, sounds and that. I don't know how well that did. But when you see that kind of money spent on ads, I mean, well, CBS made a lot of bucks. In fact, CBS had an ad where they showed the eyes of CBS, right? Made CBS look like the eyes, right? Which they are. And they went back to all the old shows like I Love Lucy and, you know, a whole variety of shows, you know, from, you know, the vintage days. And I thought that was pretty cool. Kind of reminding us that a lot of good shows came from CBS. But when you look at the kind of money spent, I don't know how many millions or even billions were made on the Super Bowl. You know, I just hope that I just hope we get kind of our priorities straight. I love football, and I don't really want football to change too much without it being more safe. You know, we want it safe. But when you look at that kind of money that was spent and, you know, what's going on in the world and, you know, what's going on with our country and, you know, this now big cry for, you know, rich people to spend more in taxes. And, you know, we really have a lot of our you know, priorities messed up, you know? And we're going to talk about that. I mean, there's this big push for socialism, which none of us want. There's this big push for socialized health care. I was at a webinar with Citizens Health this weekend where they were talking about health care, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, of how we, you know, capitalism isn't working. Well, capitalism isn't really at play with our system. And so I think we need to kind of take a look at what we're doing and shift it a little bit before we say goodbye to capitalism, which really can work. 1-877-DOC-LA.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Vaccinations that were done. They say at workplaces in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana have now been linked to multiple infections, according to officials. This was kind of striking. This report came out Friday saying vaccinations given out at several businesses across three states may be causing infections. Kentucky's Department of Public Health said in a news release that provider location vaccination had been giving vaccinations at businesses in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana since September 1. Then several incidents were reported. Multiple people developed infections associated with the vaccines, including people experiencing redness, pain, tenderness, swelling, development of hard lumps, or nodules at the injection site. Now, the Kentucky Department of Public Health believes that the side effects from the vaccines are due to improper storage and handling of the vaccine. They said, we want to emphasize that there is no evidence to suggest there's an issue with the actual vaccine supply. Yeah, if people thought it was the vaccine supply, nobody would get vaccines. The provider has stopped vaccinating, and there is no continuing risk to the public. Now, health officials said that although the company has stopped administering immunizations, it is still possible for people who previously vaccinated to get an infection. Symptoms may start from a few days to more than 12 weeks after vaccination. So medical care is advised since infections will likely not get better on their own. You don't want to, you know, tough it out. Now, they say most of these vaccines were administered at businesses in central Kentucky, but some say that location vaccination provided services in Indiana and Ohio. So it sounds like it's a place that comes on location and helps give the vaccines, hence location vaccination. The agency said the vaccines may not only have been associated with infections, but then if they weren't stored properly or given properly, they might be ineffective at preventing illness. So the agency is encouraging individuals with vaccination-associated infections to consider getting another round to ensure full immunization. They say it is important that individuals vaccinated by this company seek appropriate medical evaluation and treatment. Health officials are strongly encouraging people to get vaccinated in order to protect against hepatitis A, seasonal flu, and all vaccine-preventable diseases. Okay, so this is one hell of a cluster. I mean, wow. Now, you know, it's funny. With my boys, when one of my sons would get vaccines, he always had a lump. He would always get a reaction, a localized reaction to the shot. We would still give it to him and watch him, but it would get hard, it would get firm, but then it would go down. We didn't have to give antibiotics. He just had a localized reaction to a shot. However, if it doesn't go away after a day or two, or it starts to worsen, or it comes with fever, that could definitely be an infection. Now, when I think of a infection that comes from a shot, I think of a dirty needle. Or I think of a dirty specimen. And I don't understand it because vaccines are supposed to be completely closed up. They're supposed to be, you know, fresh and new. We do have multi-dose vials that I think we're going to start getting away from and going to single-dose shots. Those are probably the safest. But the problem is they're also the most expensive. You know, these vaccines cost a pretty penny. I can't tell you how many doctor's offices don't offer vaccines. Now, many states will provide the vaccines as long as you don't charge or bill the insurance for them and you use them for underserved kids, etc. So there's a lot of different agencies out there and health departments that have different rules on you using the vaccines, and sometimes the cities or the states will supply them. But many doctor's offices do not pay for the vaccines. They are just too expensive. And I worry that if somebody does purchase the vaccines, they're going to be probably more inclined to get the multi-dose vial because they're a heck of a lot cheaper than the single-dose vials. The single-dose vials, you only drop that single dose, or they're already in a syringe ready to go, so all you have to do is put a needle on or plunge. But the multi-dose vials, well, like a lot of flu shots. Flu shots, the reason why flu shots aren't that expensive is, one is, I think the government's involved, and they make sure that the price isn't, you know, that there's not a lot of, price gouging. But the other reason is because, it's a multi-dose. There's 10 shots to a vial. Now, you're supposed to throw it out in a few days if you don't use them all, but usually in flu shot season, we go through them pretty quickly, and we're used to. And so luckily, nobody ever got a reaction for the flu shot, nobody ever got sick or whatever, but it was clean. And if you do use a multi-dose vial, how that works is when you first open it up, you know, you wipe with alcohol. When you wipe with alcohol, if it's wet, it's still not sterile. You need to wait for the alcohol to dry. But once the alcohol dries, it's kind of implied that a lot of the bacteria or anything that could be on there, you know, dies off. Now, there shouldn't be bacteria on there if it's brand new, because it should be sterile. But when you take off the top, maybe your thumb touched something, so you clean it with alcohol. But then the skin. You're injecting into the skin, and the needle has to technically touch the epidermis, right, before it goes deeper into the dermis subcutaneous and then the deltoid if you're getting it in your arm. So we need to then clean the skin. So again, we use alcohol. And we wipe the alcohol, and you gotta wait till it dries. And then the provider, you know, kind of grabs your arm, gets that muscle in there without touching where the alcohol swabbed, inserts the needle. Sometimes they'll retract a little bit with the syringe to see that they didn't hit a vessel because you don't want to inject it into the bloodstream. And then once they see they're fine, they inject it into the muscle, pull out the needle, and then they kind of rub it in there. So it's supposed to be as sterile as it can be, but you see there's a lot of room for bacteria to come in. But if you notice, the average person getting a shot doesn't usually get sick. Usually the alcohol does the trick. So if somebody's starting to get a reaction, you start to wonder, were these needles not clean? Did something get into the solution? Or the other thing that could be going on is the technique. If somebody goes in and, or like if they touch an area after the alcohol swabbed it, or they didn't swab it enough, or it was still wet when they injected, that could be going on. So the other thing is maybe the vaccines are completely sterile and it's the administrator of the vaccines. And so you as a patient need to be very, very aware of these steps. You have to. Do not let anybody inject you who hasn't cleaned you off with alcohol. Their hands should be washed, possibly gloved if possible. If they do glove, make sure they didn't touch their hair or their face before injecting you. Make sure take a look at the vial. Don't let them shake it up yet. Look at it before it's shooken up. Remember with that Framingham compounding pharmacy? There was fungus in the steroid. And so people got injected with fungus-laden steroid, ended up getting fungal meningitis and died. Only way to see that is looking at the vial. So let them look at the vial. These vials should not be cloudy. There should not be anything floating in them. Right? That could be a sign of contamination. And then when they draw it up, have them draw it up in front of you. And again, when I was in medical school, we were taught to not draw up in front of the patient. They'll faint. If you request that we draw it up in front of you so you see our technique, absolutely. But usually they teach us not to let you see the needle because you freak out. And I get that. I get that. But if you want to watch, you ask them. And if they go, oh, no, we draw it up in the lab, so I'd like to see. You know, and then you see that they use the right medication. You know, check the medication, make sure it's not expired, make sure it's cold. Okay, because some people's fridges are open and they don't, you know, necessarily keep cold. And then watch their technique. And, you know, people say, but I don't want to be a pain in the butt. I don't want to make the nurse nervous. I don't want to make the doctor nervous. We medical professionals are trained under high-intensity situations. If we can't give a flippin' vaccination under a situation where you want to watch, we have no business being in the healthcare field. Just like with delivering a...
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.